and Chuck had a prophetic word that we were
981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
I wasn't even sure what the three
the promise of liberty. I mean, I know the foundation of our great nation, but a legacy Coloradans carry with pride. I'm Bob Beaupre. Colorado's always been a great state, a place big enough to hold all of our dreams, a place where everyone can enjoy liberty and opportunity, but our liberty's being jeopardized by out-of-control government, overregulation, and the government's boot on the neck of our citizens. It's time for a leader to stand up and say, enough is enough. As your governor, I'll lead by a clear set of principles. If a policy infringes on your freedom, I'll stand in opposition. If a policy preserves individual liberties, I'll defend it. That's why I'm running on Liberty's Promise, my plan to protect freedom and our constitutional rights for generations to come. Download Liberty's Promise at BobBeaupre.com and return your ballot by Tuesday, June 24th. I'm Bob Beaupre. Let's build a stronger Colorado. Paid for by Beaupre for Colorado.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
As I read your new book, The Messianic Church Arising, the insight you have.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here with the American Freedom Network. And ordinarily on Friday, we have Andrew Skelton. But this morning, we have Joel Skelton. Joel, thanks very much for being with us. Bring us up
well, thanks from the Bible.
World Affairs Brief.
I think God, it was well, thanks, God Dan. Due to my travel schedule, I wasn't able to be with you yesterday, but Andrew's busy editing this morning, and so I kind of worked it out so I can handle this interview with you. So happy to be with you.
The very rhythm of life,
so let's talk about Iraq first. I think we're seeing some new hype about a new war on terror. The latest evidence indicates that both U.S. and British intelligence warned well in advance that Sunni radicals, that is ISIS, were joining forces with former supporters of Saddam Hussein to retake power by force in Iraq. They did nothing to stop it, even though large groups of fighters and weapons were being amassed in bases apart from cities. The big question is why. Suspiciously, both former and current government officials keep promoting stories about ISIS recruiting British and American radicals to join in the fundamentalist cause, implying that the West is once again at risk of domestic terror once these radicals infiltrate back into the West. It is more likely, however, that these so-called recruits are in fact U.S. and British plans to foment Western fears about the war on terror. Perhaps it isn't coincidental that former Vice President Dick Cheney was making the rounds of talk shows predicting a new terror attack on America, even worse than 9/11. Well, he ought to know, having prohibited his military aide in the White House Situation Room from changing Cheney's standing order that the hijacked plane in 9/11 not be intercepted. That is, the one that was headed for the Pentagon.
Passover is really three feasts together.
Here is a recitation of the claims of foreknowledge of ISIS as published by the UK Daily Telegraph, that MI6 and CIA were handed intelligence outlining the planned takeover of northern Iraq by jihadists and their allies 5 months ago, but the British and American governments failed to act on it. The head of intelligence for the autonomous Kurdish regional government, which has links with the West, said he had repeatedly tried to send warnings both to the central government in Baghdad and its allies, Britain and America.
I love it.
For the ex-Baptists, it was a chance to get revenge on the country's new Shiite-led leadership, much of which had spent years in exile during the Saddam years. The Baptists were also Sunni and resented their loss of power to the Shia minority. We had this information then, and we passed it on to your British government and the U.S. government, says Ruz Bajat, a senior lieutenant Abdullahur Talibana, head of Kurdish intelligence, said we knew exactly what strategy they were going to use, and we knew the military plans, but it fell on deaf ears.
Or maybe they knew and didn't care. Or maybe somehow our own intelligence is in any way involved. Who is financing ISI? Who is training these people? Where do these terrorists are getting the money to finance
incredible freedom? Well, that's what I'm covering here in the brief. In fact, we'll find that U.S. and British, using Saudi Arabia and Qatar, have been funding and arming and training these various movements, which are now joining together. But, you know, these various embarrassing facts about the foreknowledge that the U.S. had about warnings were laced with disinformation that promotes the phony war on terror. Here's what the U.K. Daily Telegraph said after that. He said the claims were made as it emerged that as many as 500 British foreign fighters have traveled to the Middle East in recent months to take up arms with the ISIS fighters. A former head of its counterterrorism at MI6 told the Telegraph that up to 300 Islamic fighters from Iraq and Syria may have returned to the UK and could be planning attacks. Richard Barrett said that hundreds of returning were an absolute nightmare for security services. He added they should not have the resources to be able to look at all of them. Well, these claims are absolutely bogus, Dan. How do we know that they are fighters or that their intentions are to, quote, take up arms with the Islamists? These details could only be revealed through total surveillance of all communications, which we know both the British and the Americans do. And they have to have a considerable quantity of agents inside the ISIS movement, that is, Britain and U.S. have sent agents, spies inside the ISIS movement to keep track of which may or may not be true. But since the U.S. and Britain are supplying arms to ISIS and training them in Jordan, they certainly have some agents in the movement. However, I suspect that these numbers they're throwing out in these reports, like 500 Brits, and I think a part of this movement are invented out of whole cloth. If we had agents looking for British and U.S. defectors, they certainly would have alerted authorities months ago to that huge number, again making both the U.S. and Britain complicit in their failure to act to intercept or stop these defections or track them as they come back to Britain or the United States. So I suspect, as I say, that this is just mere propaganda being inserted into the narrative in order to convince Americans and Britons that we're going to have another terrorist problem based upon ISIS, and once again that will gin up another war on terror and another invasion of Iraq. Well, Dick Cheney was our guest on the Hewitt show last week and claimed that with an air of assuredness that, quote, there will be another 9/11 attack on U.S. soil before 2020. According to the former Vice President, Dick Cheney, there will be another 9/11 attack, and it will be likely deadlier than the last, he said. The former Vice President was discussing foreign policy in his new think tank, the Alliance for a Strong America. Well, this new Alliance for a Strong America is another thing like the PNAC report or system or group. It's the newest neocon attempt to gin up conservative fervor for more world warmongering and intervention around the world. That has and so Hewitt asked him, do you think we get through this decade without a massive attack on the homeland? Well, Cheney, I doubt it. I think there will be another attack, and next time I think it's likely to be far deadlier than the last one. You can just imagine what would happen.
Gift of God.
Hewitt, he says, yeah. And you can tell by the leading questions that Hewitt posed to him, which was a scripted interview. And Cheney's hypothetical that he gives now are clearly way out there. Cheney says,
all right, we'll be back in just a moment with Joe Charles and Derek, the American.
And to know that.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Worship God.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Strong's Insurance salutes our American heritage and the heroes who, through their own personal sacrifice, made this country what it is today. From the veterans of foreign wars to heroes on the home front, from servicemen and women abroad to the police and fire departments and all of our American heroes, we salute you and may God bless you. This message courtesy of our good friends at Strong's Insurance in Brighton. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed from mice to horses, premium pet food and wild bird seed, custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
1918. Well, I stand back here. I guess the old scout is. And Phil is saying that the old Dick Baby is saying we're going to have another major terrorist attack like our 9/11, ladies and gentlemen. The 9/11 attack was totally contrived. The idea that 19 Islamic terrorists, you know, were able to bring down the Twin Towers and building number 7. Anybody who really believes that story has only to look at building number 7 come down and see it on the internet. An obvious controlled demolition. And if that was a controlled demolition, then the Twin Towers was a controlled demolition. And certainly Dick Cheney and the others who was responsible for killing almost 3,000 Americans that day. And it wasn't the Islamic terrorists. So right ahead, Joe.
Well, and I completely agree. In fact, it's even worse. I think 9/11 was a government operation from beginning to end. Clearly, Cheney was involved in that, had full knowledge of the fact that he made sure from being inside the White House Situation Room that no Air Force jets intercepted the plane that was headed for the Pentagon. So when he says in this interview with UU that if somebody could smuggle a nuclear device, put it in a shipping container and drive it down the beltway outside Washington, D.C., he's talking about a nuclear scenario, but I think it's purposely off base in order to make sure Cheney is not suspected of having any specific foreknowledge of the next false flag terror attack. I can tell you that the U.S. is not going to pull off a false flag terror attack using a nuclear weapon because they don't want the American people prepared for nuclear weapons attack. And that's what would happen if a nuclear something went off. People would demand to start to learn about fallout shelters and other things like that. Anyway, then U.S. Ask him, do you, by the way, if that were to happen, do you see the government reconstituting itself? Because it would have to be a military rule for a period of time at least. You know, it's amazing how Hewitt is just feeding Cheney the very excuses he needs to talk about things like the continuity in government program. That's exactly what Cheney did. He says, well, there, some years ago, a program was called the Continuity of Government Program. This was my comment, the rather infamous plan to make sure all the leaders and their pre-selected replacements were protected during a nuclear attack while failing to warn the American people at all of any threat. It was part of the Cold War strategy, Cheney said, that we pursued. Now, this is a very disingenuous comment from Cheney to speak about continuity of government in the past tense. It is very much alive today and accelerating with all new deep underground bunkers and facilities. Cheney is the inveterate liar, as all globalists who serve in the public arena. And I, you know, as I say, I think it's very significant that Cheney is warning about a major false flag attack. It may well be that if I'm right about the nuclear war with Russia and China being put off for a number of years, basically because Russia and China aren't ready, they're going to need another false flag terror attack in the United States to continue to keep people believing that they're the real terrorist threat. But you know, it's interesting that Megyn Kelly of Fox News called Cheney on the carpet about his previous failures during the Iraq war. The former vice president got his comeuppance on Fox News last Wednesday, producing a minor news story. Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz published an op-ed on the Wall Street Journal advocating renewed U.S. military involvement in Iraq to prevent a seizure of power by, quote, Al-Qaeda. The vice president said, rarely has a U.S. president been so Megyn Kelly said, rarely has the U.S. president been so wrong about so much at the expense of so many. And citing this comment, Megyn Kelly unexpectedly snapped, but time and again history has proven that you got it wrong as well, sir. She referred specifically to the false accusation about weapons of mass destruction used to sell the war on Iraq. A flustered Cheney fumbled his interrogator's name, called her Reagan instead of Megan, before declaring, well, you've got to go back and look at the track record, as though Megan was not doing anything in terms of researching for a peace. We inherited a situation where there was no doubt in anybody's mind about the extent of Saddam's involvement in weapons of mass destruction. In other words, everybody was honestly mistaken. Cheney is saying that he utterly rejects personal responsibility for crediting, promoting it, and using it to justify war he badly wanted.
So listen, it was
he's lying, of course.
It spread throughout the world.
Press
the norm
TV,
was the supernatural.
TV, by the way, is now left for the Iranians. In America, just like the KGB has their outlet in Russia Today television. Press TV fails to realize that Cheney being wrong about the presence of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction was not even close to what Cheney was really covering up for. That 9/11 was a government operation from beginning to end, and that he had foreknowledge of it and even played a key role as the acting president in the White House Situation Room. There were whistleblowers such as Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, who, on the National as a member of the National Security Council prior to 9/11, stated unequivocally that the U.S. was already planning to invade Afghanistan before 9/11 and only needed a pretext before proceeding. And so that's where we're headed here, is I think that the U.S. allowed this new attack on Iraq, not necessarily because they want to go back into Iraq. There would certainly be no public support for that right now, especially in the current budget crisis. But I think they're using it to have an excuse to have a new, reinvigorated Al-Qaeda.
We will no more have anything in common.
So that they can keep drumming the American people about the war on terror. This has become somewhat more clear about the degree to which they're ginning up this new war on terror. And the fact that they've announced that al-Nusra has pledged allegiance to al-Qaeda and joined forces with ISIS in a renewed attempt to create a Muslim caliphate in this region of the world. But while making the case that the Islamic threat started out as a U.S. and British flag operation,
and he married the church to progress.
When I say this, I'm not underestimating the threat of Islamic fundamentalism that the West has brought inside its own borders.
And
even though I do
example,
not think that
the
Islamic fundamentalism is an actual military threat to the Western world, since they don't have any indigenous weapon system, and they're going to go after Iran, the only Muslim-related nation that is trying to get its own indigenous weapon system.
Constantine was so strong,
there is, you know, a threat to their own people. The Sunni leadership running under the banner of ISIS has already begun imposing Sharia law in towns he has conquered, hoping to establish a new Muslim caliphate, as I said. Under Sharia law, boys and girls have to go to separate schools, women have to wear veils. In public, Western music is banned in compliance with Muslim holy days like Ramadan. And the fast are strictly enforced. But because Sharia law covers both religious and non-religious aspects of life, it is not popular among the majority of Sunnis, even though they might fear admitting it in public. But if there is a threat to Western civilization, the Muslim threat is not a military one as much as the threat of being overwhelmed by the Muslim birth rate. Were it not for the nuclear war, the powers that be have planned for the world, the Islamic population time bomb would eventually overwhelm all the Western nations where the populace have deliberately ceded nations, Europe in particular, with high rates of Muslim immigration. Because Western European birth rates are all lower, 1.6 per family, than the Muslim birth rate of 8 per family. By the year 2050, without any intervention of war or destruction, Muslims would reach a voting majority in every major Western nation, effective for snuffing out Western culture and religion.
What happened with that?
And while the globalists have no intention of allowing that to happen, they do fully intend for that birth rate to foment conflict and dilute Western conservative political values sufficient to allow socialism to continue and globalism to continue its majority status.
That is what happened with the church. The life.
And so it is interesting that
the spirit of the glory of God left the temple when paganism came in.
Situation in Mosul is telling of what's going on in the attack in Iraq, because these are mostly Sunnis in Mosul. In fact, reports from an organization called Middle East Eye, MEE, on the net says Sunni Muslims are reportedly taking control of, you know,
rediscovering
the refinery there in North Baghdad and the city of Mosul. But a source on the ground in Mosul who spoke on conditional anonymity said there are many media reports that Mosul has returned to normal and that everybody in the city accepts military rule, but this is not the case. The 3 to 4 million people of Mosul are trying to avoid any communication with the new fighters, trying to manage the critical situation without giving any support to them. About 80% of people are staying in their homes. They're lining up just to go out to get gas and to do some shopping. But the residents also played down the sectarian elements of the study, and they said that they are not interested in a Muslim Sharia law system. They just simply want to be left alone by both the Shia of al-Malik and the Sunni fighters.
The power of God is able to inhabit his
in any case, there is a lot of growing call from President or Prime Minister al-Maliki to step down and to form a new unity government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visited the autonomous region of Iraq, Kurdistan, on Tuesday morning as part of a week-long tour. And after the meeting with al-Maliki at the U.S. Embassy, Kerry announced that he urged politicians to take swift action to form a new government. But as I pointed out last week, I don't think the Sunnis are going to fall for the ploy to join a combined government again. But all the managing partners in the fiasco of Iraq have put forth this hollow diplomatic position of unity or joining forces with these two conflicting parties, which give cover to the real agenda of yet more conflict.
Our website and
in another move to justify re-entering the conflict with Syria, the U.S. made claims this week that Syria launched airstrikes into Iraq. But this, I think, is perhaps a cover. The initial reports were these airstrikes were provided by drones, which means that they were usually done by the U.S. And then they simply blame it on Syria that they violated Iraq's airspace, hopefully being able to justify going back into Syria, which I think they want to justify at some point. Syria must be removed from the equation before Israel attacks Iran. And I think once Syria is out of the way, we'll see the movement to attack Iran re-exert itself, and the U.S. will say or justify that Iran is not abiding by this current diplomatic initiative and to be able to justify going back to war. Any comments on Stan?
Quite the scenario that you lay out, and I agree with everything you've said. Go ahead.
So let's move on to the situation of Hong Kong. There's new stories this week indicate that Hong Kong liberty is really illusory, as I predicted many years ago when Margaret Thatcher, you know, really shocked the world, supposedly a anti-communist and someone who was a free market prime minister in Britain, agreed to give or hand back Hong Kong to the Red Chinese. She could have resisted, you know, saying that there were human rights violations, that China would, you know, take back over and take control. And China, you know, made promises that they were going to allow a kind of dual government there in Hong Kong, allow a maximum of political liberty. And for years after the return of Hong Kong to Chinese sovereignty in 1997, China's leaders surprised the world by actually adhering to the Hong Kong unique political setup of one country but two systems. Under the terms of the handover, Hong Kong was to retain a high degree of autonomy for 50 years, an ingenious solution for reintegration of a former British colony. But in recent years, however, party leaders in Beijing have become less respectful of that system, and it's stirring up resentment. On June 22nd, a protest group called Occupy Central was holding an informal referendum on Hong Kong's stature and political system. Since 1997, Hong Kong's chief executive has been chosen by a hand-picked committee of 1,200 local communists, all friends of Beijing. China has promised that in 2017, the choice will be by universal suffrage. But it still insists that the candidates must be chosen by the Communist Party. I mean, this is just like the Soviet Union. You know, you can vote, but we choose the party. We choose the candidate.
Hold the thoughts, and we'll be back in just a moment with Bill Stalzin here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush takes the time to remind us that respect and care for our senior citizens should always be a priority in our society. We owe much of today's success to those people who, through hard work and sacrifice, have given our generation all the things we enjoy. During our National Older Americans Month, let's remember our seniors and wish them well. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, where ex-director Ed wishes all our seniors a great and safe 2014.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Dan, I guess this morning, Joel Skousen. And before we go on, Joel, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your ministry so they could subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and how they can get copies of your books, which are designed to prepare people for the difficult times that go ahead. Books such as Strategic Relocation and Building a Secure Room and a Secure Home. Go ahead.
Thank you, Stan. The World Affairs Brief is a weekly news analysis service that I provide every Friday, covering all the major stories from a viewpoint of what the powers that be are secretly trying to do to undermine our liberty. People can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And on my other website, joelskousen.com, people can see pictures and descriptions of my three major books that I've written on preparedness. The biggest seller is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. It's in its third all-color edition. And my largest book is The Secure Home, Everything You Wanted to Know in 700 pages about high security construction and alternate energy and self-sufficiency in your residence or retreat. And the last book is the High Security Shelter book. It's an architectural plan book for how to do a safe room within an existing basement, which for most people who have basements is their cheapest alternative. All three of these books can be purchased through Radio Liberty.
By calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, the bestsellers. And if you don't have them, you need to get them. You need to begin preparing because very, very difficult times are coming. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, we're talking about China and its more aggressive policy showing up in Hong Kong. This weekend's referendum offers voters three choices in Hong Kong, which to give Hong Kongers the right to choose the candidates. Occupy Central, which is kind of like a takeoff on Occupy Wall Street here in the States, says it will promote the option of the Hong Kong people being able to choose the candidates as well as vote. China has said that none of that is acceptable. To add spice to all of this, the regime in Beijing has issued a white paper reminding the territory that Hong Kong's autonomy is entirely at the discretion of China, and don't forget it. So that should remove any illusions that Hong Kong is free. They're free only as long as they do the bidding of the Chinese. Meanwhile, the U.S. is still incredibly permissive about China. Even the government unofficial mouthpiece, the Washington Post, had to comment on the increasingly obvious U.S. kowtowing to China as the U.S. prepares for an awkward military engagement with China in Hawaii. For the first time, says the Post, China's Navy will have a significant presence in this major military naval exercise. This is the multinational Rim of the Pacific exercise, including other governments like Japan and the Philippines. The U.S. Navy has dispatched numerous ships to Hawaii as it prepares for the Rim of the Pacific 214, the world's largest international maritime exercise. It will involve 49 surface ships, 6 submarines from 23 countries, but the inclusion of one, Red China, will get an inordinate amount of attention. The Post says the People's Liberation Army of China will participate in the exercise for the first time. The Chinese will be invited to, were invited to join 2 years ago by Admiral Samuel Locklear, the chief of U.S. Pacific Command. Now, Locklear is a real yes man to the globalists. Kind of in their look the other way at Chinese aggression policies, and will do so now as Chinese President Xi Jinping pushes for an overhaul and expansion of the Chinese military. But the engagement, which starts June 26th, comes at an awkward time following the series of controversial moves by China within the year. And the Post then kind of gives an abbreviated list, like China flew jets close to a Japanese aircraft over the Red China Sea, China unexpectedly and unilaterally establishes an air defense identification zone in November, a diplomatic show of aggression that rattles Japan and other countries in the region. It's interesting the U.S. expressed disapproval for the way in which it was sprung on the world, but ultimately signaled a willingness to allow China to keep their air identification zone as long as it backed off on a demand that all aircraft traveling through must check in first. And of course, you know, China has no way to enforce this, you know, checking in with them first, and most are not complying, even though the U.S. is complying. China also has been locked in a heated disagreement with Vietnam, Vietnamese officials saying that its oil rig is operating too close to Vietnam. And Chinese boat ramming at the scene was portrayed by the Post as something that wasn't necessarily the Chinese fault. Well, it was all the Chinese fault. You know, Vietnamese didn't do any boat ramming at the Chinese at all. China has also been accused at the Post repeatedly of stealing military secrets from the United States using both computer hacking and espionage as it builds its own military. My point on that is that the U.S. actually has made it easy for China to steal so that they don't get caught actually giving it to the Chinese, except as they allow Israel to sell U.S. military technology to China. Naturally, the Post downplayed all of this and paraded before its reader the official government line, which is, but it appears Washington, says the Post, still pinning its hope on China's rise, remaining peaceful. In a trip to several Asian countries in April, said the Post, the president said flatly that the United States isn't interested in containing China, while warning that it must avoid aggression against Japan, another U.S. ally. The president said, we're interested in China's peaceful rise and in being a responsible and powerful proponent of the rule of law. In that rule, it has to abide by certain norms. Well, there's no better example in my responses. There's no better example of U.S. double talk than the prepared statement we just heard. How can the U.S. address its interest in China acting responsibly as a, quote, powerful proponent of the rule of law when it is currently flagrantly skirting the law and pushing its neighbors to the limits of tolerance? China's inclusion in a RIMPAC exercise looks like an attempt to bring China to the table, says the Post. And what table is that, I ask? There's no table for discussion at all. The U.S. isn't pressing China about anything. Then the Post says that it also is giving U.S. military officials a rare window into what weapons they are developing. This is absolutely untrue. In fact, China is not sending any of its first-line new technology to the exercise. Only common ships that will be bristling with cameras and antennas to learn as much about U.S. operations as possible. The U.S. knows that and isn't saying a word. Some of the commenters to the Post article said, this is nothing awkward. China's reclaiming from the U.S. the reputation as the bully of the world. Well, you know, that's interesting because I've often said that, and this kind of sees that other people view this as I do, that the U.S. has the reputation as the bully of the world. And now this reader said it looks like China's trying to become the bully of the world, too. But interestingly, the U.S. isn't doing anything about it. Another commenter to the Post article, Richard Chow, a Chinese-American, said, this reminds me of a novel I read years ago called The Ugly Americans. A lesson was that being fooled by the Soviet Union, the former communist regime, seemed not enough. So now they want to show the armed forces that just...
Hold the thought, Joe. Hold the thought. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, and with us this morning, Joel Skousen, with the last segment here at the American Freedom Network. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, this last segment, I'm going to talk about the latest that has been sweeping the internet about a UN ad for basically gun controllers to be hired by the UN. And so everyone, including Dave Hodges, is hyping this as a imminent gun confiscation going to happen in the United States, even though these ads are specifically dedicated to Africa and are not aimed at the United States. That isn't to say, of course, that the U.S. doesn't intend to do that eventually. But it's not imminent, and this particular ad has nothing to do with it. But here's what Dave Hodges said, which is just typical of the hype that he puts out every week. He said, I've been writing, and my military sources tell me that their greatest fears are beginning to be realized because the United States will be in relatively near future. Under martial law, the bulk of the occupation force will be comprised by foreign troops operating under the flag of the United Nations. Well, my comment is here, I can't even begin to cover the number of false claims on the net about thousands of foreign troops on U.S. soil. There are some in the United States that do cross-training with the U.S. who's trying to make our military tactics obvious to our future enemies, but never more than 100 at a time. And, you know, I just keep telling people, why don't you, you know, give us some evidence, as I'll describe later. Anyway, he talks about the United Nations advertising the following position. Disarmament, this is the title, Disarmament, Demobilization, and Reintegration Officer. Job title code, disarmament, demobilization, and immigration officer, and duty station in New York. Well, that's because the official address of the UN is New York, and that's where the training will occur. But the jobs are in various peacekeeping hotspots around the world, mostly in Africa and the Balkans. Hodges reads his own spin into this. And I want to say that I'm no fan of the UN, as I criticize what Hodges is saying, but I really object to his turning this into an imminent threat scenario against the United States gun compensation, which the authorities could never get away with, short of a war. Peacekeeping, he says, is normally the euphemism reserved for gun confiscation and population subjugation. And I say no, U.S. peacekeepers are usually about taking sides politically that favor or protect communists in Africa and other third world countries. And peacekeepers always look the other way at petty tyrants until their actions turn into a tribal bloodbath like they did between the Hutus and the Tutsis. Hodges says, if there's any doubt about to the veracity of this claim, the following phrase, experience with small arms control should remove any doubt about what's coming to the U.S. And I say, not at all. The U.S. isn't planning on using foreign troops to confiscate U.S. guns. They'll use their own SWAT teams and the military after war comes, and not before. But in current times, especially in Africa, UN peacekeepers do perform a lot of disarming of combatants. And that's what these jobs are advertising for. Hodges continues, further this job description uses phrases like demobilization. Further, the phrase reintegration is also significant. By definition, what is re-education camp designed for? Quite simply put, it's designed for reintegration back into society. Back into society from where, he says. This question can be answered with a pair of four-letter words, FEMA camp. Well, my response to this is, I have no doubt that the U.S. is planning on rounding up dissidents someday and disarming them. But in Africa, peacekeeping operations, usually very flawed, do have a lot to do with reintegration. And it's not from FEMA camps, but rather from refugee camps. We mustn't let our knowledge of future bad intent of the globalists taint our views so much that we see imminent martial law in every UN pronouncement. It's never as simple as that. In fact, they do have a huge problem with both creating the crises that lead to a lot of refugees, not intervening in time, and then having to do a lot of reintegration, but it's from these refugee camps. Hodges continues, what is highly significant is that nobody seems to be talking about this illegitimate imposition of foreign troops on our soil, and this notion is represented in the phrase conflict post-conflict management. He says, what post-conflict management? Conflict management is another euphemism reserved for one of two possibilities. First, that there will be civil war, and with over 260-plus senior military officers fired by Obama for not embracing the future need to fire on American citizens, this speaks for itself. My comment, once again, Hodges is seeing through very distorted glasses. Africa's full of post-conflict management, and so are the Balkans, which continue to flare up constantly because the UN never does any proper conflict management nor resolution. But to infer that this job offering directly relates to a future American civil war is a huge stretch, and it's made even worse by his repeating the terrible exaggeration about Obama firing over 260-plus general officers for supposedly refusing to fire on Americans. This is completely bogus. First, Obama didn't personally fire anyone. Second, in the World Affairs Brief, I've covered the specific cases of tens of these general officers that were fired and explained how they were all fired for specific cause, and that none of them were trying to defend U.S. rights against the Obama administration, except two, who were in gross violation of, two who actually were general officers, I think, sacked for resisting an order from someone in the Security Council, not Obama, to stand down rescue efforts in Benghazi. But these two general officers, General Hamm and Admiral Goyette, are still yes-men to the politicians, as noted by their refusal to blow the whistle on the government stand down in Benghazi after their forced retirement. So, you know, I really have to take great umbrage at these statements that any time a general gets reassigned or fired by the military during the Obama administration, suddenly Obama is purging the military of all the anti-Obama people, and it's just simply not true. Nobody gets to be a general or admiral stand in the United States military without becoming a yes man to government. And although they do have their limits, as these officers, you know, would not stand by and let people die without trying to rescue them, they still are yes men in the sense that they refuse to blow the whistle when Congress interviewed these people. Then he talks about FEMA ordering a lot of supplies on October 1st, which was covered last year. But these all had October dates, of course. Purchases were end-of-the-year fiscal expenditures and nothing else. In other words, a use-it-or-lose-it strategy that it takes place in most military. Steve.
Well, we're out of time, Joe. God bless. Look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you, Stan.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain offers their heartfelt thanks to the courageous men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice to secure the blessings of freedom we enjoy here at home. Prayers of strength to those still in harm's way, and here's to a safe and speedy return home. That important reminder brought to you by John Taylor and the family and staff at Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain at 13027 County Road in Fort Lupton. For more information, call them at 303-857-4171. That's 303-857-4171 for Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain. Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And, of course, as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week. And we are trying to educate people about the fact that nothing is as it appears to be. That we have a small group that controls both political parties. I call them the Brotherhood. They've been around for a long time. They are certainly the continuation of an age-old movement intent upon bringing about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and destroying Christianity. They were here before America was created, and they today dominate our nation. They actually control our major banks, and certainly we have 6 banks, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. They control 67% of the financial assets of the United States, and as a result, they are able to control the majority of our 100 major corporations. Almost all of them are under their control. But they control the media as well. And this small group who are truly satanic, Luciferian, and all you need to do is go to the website of the Trilateral Commission and look at their logo. 3 sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. 3 sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. They understand what this is all about. But the last thing in the world is they want the American people to understand. So our plea to you is join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network of stations. We can't do it without you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. But your job is to tell others what I have just said about this small group that controls both political parties and is using the financial and military power of the United States to create a major war in the Middle East. It's coming. And, of course, with that, eventually the war will spread to the United States, and the wonderful utopian world we've lived in is going to cease to exist. There's going to be chaos in our streets. There's going to be loss of freedom. Millions, if not hundreds of millions of people are going to die. people can't imagine something like that. But then look at what's going on in Iraq today. The people there, they're civilized people. They just want to live and be allowed to live. We went into Iraq, supposedly, because of weapons of mass destruction. We killed 1 million people, and then it turned out it was all a mistake. Oh, shucks, the dam didn't have.